One of the things that I want to talk about is, obviously, it looks like recovery continues to get further and further away. I can't imagine we're going to have much of a year. As a matter of fact, I would suspect now, instead of third quarter numbers, second to third quarter numbers, GDP-wise, being horrible, I think the year is going to be very much in negative territory. I think it is becoming quite obvious that we're not going to be back to work and ramping up the economy in any big way anytime soon. This, of course, is an issue, and it is going to create some more patience, steadfastness, and calmness. I would like to remind all of you that you are in this for the long term. Long term, 8, 10, 12 years. So with that in mind, I know that in the long term, if you sit still, stand pat on your asset allocation model, from time to time, as we see dips, you might have an opportunity to buy something at a good price. We need to protect and to grow cash for that time, additional deposits, or the sale of something of poor quality or lesser quality than something that we can replace it with. But the main thing here is to stand still. So I would, and I don't mean stand still and do nothing. I mean to stand pat is a better word, that we need to stand pat and firm and believing in our investment strategy. All of you, I know, will do well and recover and then some. But short of a vaccine in the relatively near future or a treatment that is consistent and widespread, it is going to be difficult to see the confidence come back to the business sector, not the consumer sector at this point, but the business sector, to say, okay, full speed ahead, all hands on deck. And that's what we need to instill in the business community, whether it's small business or large corporations. We've got to instill that. Now, I understand there is a pharmaceutical company in the UK that is starting human trials on a vaccine tomorrow. So that could be very helpful if it is promising over the next month or so. This is the first company to actually start human trials. So there is some light at the end of the tunnel, as there has been, and it is getting a little bit closer, but it's not quite close enough to think that anything great is going to happen this year. It pains me to say that, because I was extremely hopeful, and I'm going to remain hopeful. Anything could change. As you know, this is a very quick changing time. But one thing we know for certain, we serve an unchangeable God, one that does not waver, and one that is totally and always in control. I am grateful that so many of you have supported the work of God, not just here at Financial Issues, but in your communities and churches. I know that many of you have been supporting Preborn. We did here at Financial Issues. Yvonne and I did personally during this campaign time. It was hard. It was another one of those tests, those leaps of faith. God has been faithful to provide for us over so many years, and I'm not about to start squeezing tight to the money. I am going to rely on His people, on God to nudge His people to continue to work and support this ministry. I praise God for all of this. I think that we will have even more opportunities to see exactly what God has been doing through all of this. And I hope that we won't be complacent about it. I hope that we will praise Him, give Him glory, and share His love and desire for His people as often as we can. All right. Well, I'll see you in a couple hours, few hours. And if I don't see you, if you don't listen today, maybe you can't. I hope you have a great day. God bless.